بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 17th session, Book 1, Arabic Medina course, and we are going to do lesson number 10 today, or we're going to continue with lesson number 10 today. Before the Salat, we had a little brief discussion about the subject of al-Badal. And I don't want to do it again, but I just want to mention quickly, in case anybody who wasn't here before the Salat may have missed what we talked about. We just said that the Badal construction is when you have two essential elements. That is, ism ishara, whether the ism ishara is hadha or hadihi or dhalika or tilka or a dual ism ishara or plural ism ishara, any ism ishara like this or that or these and so on. Whenever you have an ism ishara and you have a noun following it, a noun following it that has alif lam. Okay, these are the two essential elements for a badal construction. Two things: ism ishara, whether it's masculine, feminine, singular, dual, plural, any ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. These are the two essential elements of a badal construction. What is a badal construction? Badal means to replace or to exchange. So something is replacing something else. It can replace it, or it can be exchanged for it. So that means that instead of this hadha, you can just use the noun with alif lam and say al-kitabu kabirun. Or instead of using the noun with alif lam along with the ism ishara, wa alaykum salam, you can just use the ism ishara by itself like this and say hadha kabirun. So either one of them can be exchanged for the other. You can use either one of them independently. But if you use them together, you put them together, that's a construction that's called badal construction. Means where you have something that can replace or be exchanged for something else. Okay, so the meaning of this sentence with the ism ishara alone, hadha kabirun, this is big. The meaning of the sentence without the ism ishara is al-kitabu kabirun, the book is big. Hadha is referring to a book. You're pointing at a book, you're saying hadha kabirun, this is big. And in this case, you're not using the ism ishara, you're just saying the item that you're talking about, you're identifying, the book is big. But in the Badal construction, you have the meaning of both of these, the ism ishara along with the name of the thing that you're pointing to. You have them together, so it's a more complete expression and more clear and more precise and more exact. Hadha al-kitabu means this book is big. This is big, the book is big, this book is big. Okay, this is a Badal construction. Okay, so in this sentence, this is the mubtada, subject of the sentence, and this is the khabar, what you want to say about it, or predicate. In this sentence, the noun with alif lam is the mubtada, subject of the sentence, and kabir is the khabar again. In the badal construction sentence, you have both of these two words, which were the mubtada, in each of their own sentences. Here you have them together. So the ism ishara, the first word, is considered the mubtada. And the noun with alif lam is badal, the word that can be exchanged for it. And the khabar remains the same in all of these sentences, kabirun. Okay, so here you have, this is the mubtada, in this sentence, this is the mubtada. In this construction here, the ism ishara is the mubtada, and the noun with alif lam is the badal. Now, the last thing I want to say about this, and then we're going to go on. You have to go back and look at the notes, if there's anything else left out. Be careful to distinguish between a badal construction, an ism ishara, followed by a noun with alif lam. Be careful to distinguish that from the same ism ishara, followed by the same noun, but it does not have alif lam. It's tanween. Hadha al-kitab, that's a badal construction. Hadha kitabun, without alif lam, is not a badal construction. This is mubtada, this is a khabar. So be careful that you distinguish the ism ishara is followed by a noun with tanween From the ism, ishara is followed by a noun, alif lam. They are not the same. Even though the words are exactly the same, the noun that has alif lam following ism, ishara is part of a bedal construction. If it doesn't have alif lam, it's not part of a bedal construction. It's just two separate nouns. One is the mubtada and one is the khabar. Okay, that's what we talked about before salat. And the noun should have, yeah, should have alif lam, noun. Noun. If it doesn't have alif lam, it has tanween, then it's not a bedal construction. Okay, that's what makes it a bedal construction. That it has two essential elements. Ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. Noun.
The meaning of bada is it means a complete sentence.
No, bada means something that is exchanged or replacing something else. Like if I give you this, maybe you lend me a book and I lost it. So I give you another one to replace it. That's better. I didn't give you back the book you gave me. I lost it. So I'm giving you this in exchange for it, in replacement for it. That's better. Okay? This is better for that. This is in replacement for that. So this word can replace this word. And the sentence will be complete. You can use this one or you can use this one. They can be exchanged for each other. But if you use them together, it's called a construction, a bedal construction. Where you have both words that can be exchanged for each other being used together. Okay? Being used together. When you put them together, that's a construction. You're constructing something from more than one part. Two or three parts. You're putting them together, constructing something. That's a construction. In any case, that was in lesson 8. And in lesson 9 we had Na'at and Man'ut. And we didn't go over that before the Salat. I'll just mention that as far as the Na'at and Man'ut, that we always have to remember that the Na'at and Man'ut represent two words, one of them being described by the other one. So the adjective is describing the word that precedes it. And that's called the Na'at. The word that's following, that's describing, is called the Na'at. And the word that precedes it is the Man'ut. And we said that it has to agree, the Na'at, that adjective, the describing word, has to agree with the word that it's describing in four things. And in that lesson we went over three of them. We said that it has to be definite or indefinite, in agreement with the word that it is following. And it also has to be masculine or feminine, in agreement with the word that it's following. And it also has to be definite or it has to be majroor or mansoob or marfoon, like the word that it is following. Okay? And the fourth one is in number. Should be singular, dual, or plural. But we didn't talk about that. That's coming in a later lesson. Okay, so that's just a quick review of what we had. If there's any questions about this lesson that's in front of us now, lesson number 10, for homework, I asked you to review the key, the English key. Okay, with the grammatical points and the vocabulary. I asked you to review it because we went over it in the last class. So hopefully you reviewed it. It's very important that you read the notes like several times so that you try to catch as much of it as possible. The second thing is that I asked you to read the dialogue in the beginning of lesson 10. I asked you to read the dialogue. We didn't read it in class last week. So I asked you to read it for homework. And we're going to read it today. And I also asked you to look at the first few exercises to try to do some of them. I don't know if I said up to 4 or 5 or something like that. Just so that we can get started. So that today, inshallah, we can try to proceed through this lesson. As far as the grammatical points in this lesson, there were a number of things. And we're not going to go through them today. We went through them last week and you had it for homework. But I'm just mentioning that the first point we had is in reference to possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns. What do we mean by possessive pronouns? We mean nouns that are used to show possession. So you have a noun, for example, like kitab, and you want to say whose kitab it is, kitabuhu, then you use this pronoun, who? Kitabuhu, his book. Kitabuha means her book. Kitabuka means your book, and so on. So we had these possessive pronouns, pronouns that are used to show possession. We also had two of the asma al-khamsa, special nouns. One of them was Abu, or Abun, I should say, and the other one was Akhun. which means a father and a brother. Those two words. And we said that whenever they are in idalfa with another word, whether it's a noun, a clear noun, or a pronoun. When they're in idalfa, you don't say abuhu or akhuhu, but rather you have to add a waw. You say akhuhu and abuhu. Okay, that was the second point that was in this lesson. The third point was the word inda. Inda. And we said previously we had this word inda, it means with, like inda al-mudir, al-mudarris inda al-mudir. And we said that it also has another meaning, and that is to have something. Like if somebody asks you, do you have a pencil, or do you have a pen, and so on. So these are two meanings for the word inda. And then we had point number four, the preposition li, which means belonging to. Like you say, hadha lahu, this belongs to him. Or hadha laka, this belongs to you. Or hadha lillahi, this belongs to Allah. And we said that the use of this word li, showing possession, and the word inda is different. We don't use them the same. For example, you say li akhun, I have a brother. But you don't say indi akhun, I have a brother. You don't use indi for that. Okay, so distinguishing between the use of li and inda was point number four. Point number five, we had the verb dhahaba and dhahabta and dhahabtu, conjugation of the past tense verb. Point number six, we had the feminine proper nouns do not take tanween, like Amina and Maryamu and Khadija too, and so on. And then we said what? Like this, masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta do not take tanween. Then we had the word ma'a, which means with, and we said that ma'a is used a little bit differently than inda. If you say huwa inda al-mudir, that's different than saying huwa ma'a al-mudir. There's a difference between them. Inda is more restrictive in its meaning, and ma'a is not restrictive. Could mean with the person anywhere. Then we have the preposition bi, like in bismillah, which means at or in. And finally we had ma and nafia, yani ma that's used for negation, as opposed to the ma that's used for istifham, asking a question. What is the ma that's used for asking a question? Lesson number one we had what? Ma hadha. That's ma that's used to ask a question. What is this? Ma dhalika. What is that? In this lesson we have ma nafiya. That's ma that's used for negation, when you want to negate something. Walaykum salam. Like if somebody said to you, a'indaka qalamun, do you have a pen? You will say, ma indi qalamun, I do not have a pen. Or you will say, na'am, indi qalamun, yes, I have a pen. Okay, ma is used to negate something. It's used for negation. So this is a new meaning for the particle ma. Okay, so these are the points that are in this lesson. We went over them last week. Inshallah, you read them for homework. And you came prepared today to start the reading of the dialogue for this lesson. Okay, so we go to the Arabic portion of the book, lesson number 10. Arabic section, lesson number 10 on page 54. Inshallah, we'll read the dialogue, and then we'll go through as many of the exercises as is possible. This lesson has 8 or 9 exercises. Anyway, at least we should be able to do most of them, if not all of them. As far as the reading of the dialogue, we want to read it, and hopefully you've already read it, but we want to read it with two things in mind. Number one, understanding the meaning of what we are reading, and being able to translate the meaning of what we are reading. That means you should know the words, and you should also know the grammatical structures so that you can understand properly what is intended by a particular expression or phrase or sentence. That's comprehension. Second thing, we want to be able to explain the sentence grammatically. What is the mubtada? What is the khabar? And things like this. What are the things in this sentence that we should know? Pronouns, prepositions, a noun following a preposition should be what? Marfu'un or mansubun or majrurun? A noun following a preposition should be in what case ending? Marfu'un. مرفوعٌ, ها؟ Is that what you said?
No,
مجرور. Oh, okay. مجرور, okay. Should be مجرور, right? Should take كسرة following a preposition. The same thing, a noun is مجرور if it is the second part of إضافة construction, مضافاً إليه. Should be مجرور. We had that in lesson 5. Or somewhere around there. نعم. These are things that we should know. When we're reading the lesson, we should be paying attention to these things. In this lesson, we should also be paying attention to all the grammatical points that are in the key for lesson number 10 that we just quickly reviewed. Okay, we should be paying attention to those things. Okay, so I'm going to read, and I want you as we're reading to try to reflect on the meaning. And then I'll ask some questions about grammatical points sometime. So be alert, please, be alert. Follow carefully, don't be distracted. Time is very limited. Okay, this is the time we should be concentrating. We should be focused. Okay, because we want to get the full benefit of the little time that we have. Okay? Top of the page. الدرسو العاشرو. الدرسو العاشرو. What is the meaning? The tenth lesson. The tenth lesson. العاشرو is an adjective, a knot, describing the lesson. What kind of lesson? The tenth one. العاشرو. الدرسو العاشرو. طيب. This is a conversation between Hamid and Muhammad. Hamidun and Muhammadun. Okay? Hamid says, Man anta. Meaning?
Who are you?
Who are you? What is the feminine for anta? The feminine of anta, huh? Anti. Anta, anti. Naam. Ana means what?
I
am. Huwa? He or he is. Hiya? She or she is. These are pronouns that we had, okay? When we have pronouns in lesson 4 with prepositions. Please don't forget what we had previously. Man anta. Who are you? Muhammad says, Ana talibun bil jami'ati. What is the meaning? I'm a student at the university, or in the university. Ana talibun. Ana is the mubtada, the subject. Talibun is the khabar, the predicate. Ana talibun. Now he gives more information. He uses the preposition bi. Bi here means in or at. At, right?
No.
Where is he at? He's a student at what? Al jami'ati, the university. He's a student at the university. Ana talibun bil jamiati. Bil jamiati is harf ja, preposition, and the ism majroor, the noun that is majroor, with kasra, bil jamiati. Hamid says, A anta talibun jadidun? A anta talibun jadidun? What is the meaning?
Are you a new student?
A here is hamzatul istifham. Hamza? Istifham, the hamza that's used to ask a question. Okay? Without hamzatul istifham, it would be a statement. Anta talibun jadidun. That's a statement. You are a new student. But just by putting hamzatul istifham there, it changes it from a statement into a question. A anta talibun jadidun. Are you a new student? Anta, in this sentence, is the mubtada. Talibun is the khabar. What is jadid?
Not.
Not. It's an adjective describing talibun. What kind of talibun? Jadidun. Okay? Anta talibun. You are a student. What kind of student? Anta talibun jadidun. You could say, Anta talibun qadimun. You could say, Anta talibun what? Kaslanu. وأنت طالب كبير مجتهد نعم غني صغير طويل. We have a lot of words by now. No, I'm just making a sentence here. Okay? In the sentence it's a question, but I'm just making it here as just a statement, just to try to work with it a little bit, see how we can change the sentence, modify it with other words that we know. Okay? Here they put أنت طالب جديد. But we could change it to أنت طالب قديم كبير صغير طويل غني, whatever we want to say, right?
Yeah.
So we just modify it a little bit. Yeah, no, it's in here, it's anta, but I was using it as a statement. Remember I said, if you remove the hamzat al-istifham, it becomes a statement. So now I was working with it as a statement, just to simplify the language a little bit. Just to simplify it a little bit, just to, because what I wanted to do here, I wanted to practice a little bit with the not, using different adjectives to describe this talibun. Okay, this is how you get familiar with the language. You take one sentence and just work with it a little bit. What can you do with it? How can you change it? According to what you know. Okay, we know about not now, right? So we can take any noun and put different adjectives on it. Okay? And that's for practice, to train and drill ourselves. Okay. أَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ Muhammad says, نَعَمْ أَنَا طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ Hamid. من أين أنت؟ من أين أنت؟ What does this mean?
Where are you from?
من أين أنت؟ What if he said to him, instead of this, he said, أين أنت؟ What does that mean?
Where have you been?
أين أنت؟
Where are you?
Where are you? So there's a difference between saying, أين أنت؟ From min aina anta. There's a difference. Just by putting that min, changed it now. Aina anta, where are you? Like, where are you right now? You're talking to somebody on the telephone. Aina anta. Right? You got a flat, it's raining, it's cold outside, winter, and somebody said they're coming to help you. And 2 hours later, they didn't get there. So you call them, aina anta. Right? Where are you? That's different from saying to somebody on the telephone, Min aina anta? Where are you from? That's a complete different question, right? By changing one preposition, by putting a preposition, it changes the meaning completely. Where are you? Where are you from? This discussion, as we're going through the text, right, is to make you start thinking about stuff that you know. Sometimes you don't realize how much you know. But I want you to reflect and think when you're reading the dialogue. Don't just read it, but read it and think about it and work with it. Play with it a little bit. Min ayna anta? Where are you from? Muhammad says, Ana min al-Hindi. Meaning? I am from India. Ana min al-Hindi. Min originally has sukoon. It doesn't have fatha. Where did this fatha come from? Excuse me? Because whenever min is followed by alif lam or hamzat al-wasl, then you have to add a vowel, because you can have two letters following each other with sukoon. So we have to add a vowel. So we're going to have two sukoons back to back. Ana min al-Hindi. I am from India. Hamid says, next question. Mas muka. Notice I said mas muka. I didn't say ma ismuka. Huh? If we didn't have ma there, this word would be ismuka. We'll put a kasra there. But that kasra is added just for pronunciation, because the word begins with a sukoon. But whenever a hamza tawassul is preceded by another word, we don't need the vowel of the hamza tawassul. We just use hamza tawassul what? As a connector to join whatever is before it to whatever is after it. So you have masmuka. Also, whenever you have a long vowel in a word followed by hamza tawassul, you pronounce that long vowel short. Don't say masmuka. Masmuka. Because this is a long vowel, right? Mim fatta alif. But we don't pronounce it long, we pronounce it short. Mas. As though there's no alif there. Masmuka. Masmuka. What does that mean? What is your name? This is ma al-istifhamiyya. Ma al-istifhamiyya. The ma that's used to ask a question. Not the ma of negation that we're going to get in this lesson today. This is the old ma that we had in the beginning, lesson one. Ma is used to ask the question. Mas muka. Ka is a pronoun. Ka is a pronoun. Ism means name, and ka is a pronoun. A bamir. This ka means what? What does it represent though? You. That means when you're talking to a person directly, individual, singular, and masculine. If you was talking to your mother, not your mother, you would know her name, right? But you were talking to a female, and you said, Masmu ka. Would that be correct? No, because ka is for men. So you say what? Masmu ki. Ki. Ka, ki. Huh? Masmuki. Masmuki. What is your name? Same meaning, but this is for masculine, this is for feminine. Okay? So he said to him, Masmuka. What is your name? Muhammad says, Ismi Muhammadun. My name is Muhammad. Ism, again, is the noun that means name, and the ya represents the pronoun for the first person singular, ana, my, ismi, my name. Okay, this e, this ya here, is the same like ka, or ki, or hu, or ha. It's a possessive pronoun, showing possession. My name, ismi, Muhammadun, my name is Muhammad. Is there elongation? It's elongation, yes. Ismi. Ismi. Should be elongated. Two count. It's not real long, but we exaggerate a little bit just to make sure you hear the elongation. Ismi. Okay, because if it was ismi, short, then that wouldn't represent the pronoun that's first person. That wouldn't represent that. The pronoun that represents first person is elongation. Kasra ya. Ismi. Ismi Muhammadun. Hamid says, وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى الَّذِي مَعَكَ وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى الَّذِي مَعَكَ What does this mean? Who is this young man who is with you? Who is the young man who is with you? وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى This young man. Who is this young man? الَّذِي مَعَكَ Who is with you? الَّذِي is اسم موصول. اسم موصول is a noun that's used to connect something, further information. Okay? It's called a relative pronoun. مَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى Which فَتَى is he asking about? الَّذِي مَعَكَ The one who is with you. Okay, if somebody said, وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى That's a complete sentence. وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى Who is this young man? But I want to be more specific. I want to tell you which young man I'm asking about. Which one? الَّذِي The one who? مَعَكَ Who is with you. The one who is with you. طيب, Muhammad answers, هُوَ زَمِيلِي What is the meaning of زَمِيل? Huh? Classmate, associate, something like this. Sometimes they translate it as friend, but it doesn't really mean friend. Really, it means Zamil is an associate, business associate or classmate, person who you go to school with. Okay? But if you want to say friend, it's better to say Sadiq or Khalil. But it's Khalil is much more stronger. It's not just a regular friend now. Somebody who's very, very close to you. Now. I'm sorry. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. معك okay let's go back a little bit ومن هذا الفتى الذي معك ما means with ما is different than عند okay ما is more general in its meaning being with somebody anywhere whereas عند is more specific that you're with somebody in a particular place like you say هو عند المدير Okay, he's with the mudir in his office. But you say ma' al-mudir, just means he's with him somewhere anyway. We don't know where he's at. Okay, so these two words really do not have the exact same meaning, but both of them mean with. Both of them can be used to mean with. But their meaning is a little bit slightly different.
You can use that word with you?
Yeah, you can say with you. You can say with me, with you. You can put any pronoun on it. Ma' ka, with you. Ma' hu, with him. Not ma'ki. Ma'ka, ma'ki means with you, masculine and feminine. Ma'i. Ma'i. The fatha is deleted here from ma' because of ya. The first person pronoun ya that represents ana, whatever you attach it to a word, whatever vowel that word has is lost. It has to become kasra. Ya, the pronoun ya for the first person always has to be preceded by kasra. So no matter what vowel that word had before, خلاص, throw it away. Put kasra. Ma'i. Okay, ma means with, ma'aka means with you, masculine, singular. Ma'aka. Man هذا الفتاة الذي معك, who is with you. Muhammad says, هو زميلي. زميل means friend, I mean associate or classmate. هو زميلي. زميلي, again the ya of the first person possessive pronoun is used here, which means my. Yes. زميلي. صديقي. خليلي. أمي. أمي means what?
My mother.
أبي. My father. نعم. أخي. My brother. Like this. Okay. Hamid says, أهو أيضا من الهندي. أهو أيضا من الهندي. Is he also from الهند, from India? هو. أهو أيضا من الهندي. Is he also from India? Muhammad says, لا. هو من الياباني. لا. هو من الياباني. نعم. نعم. أيضا. أيضا means also. Also. I think we had it in one of the earlier lessons, somewhere along the line. One of the minor points. Okay. Is he also من الهندي? From India? لا. No. هو من الياباني. He is from where? Japan. Hamid says, مسموه. مسموه. Before he said, مسموك. What is your name? Now he said, مسموه. What is his name? نعم. Okay, so this is, when you practice in your conversation, right? If you want to try to develop your ability to express yourself in different things. So you can ask the question to somebody, masmuka, right? That's one way of saying, using this same language here, masmuka. And then he said, ismi whatever, Ahmed. Now you can make a new question, almost the same words. Wa masmuhu. And what is his name? Then he will say, ismuhu, his name is whatever. And then you can say, wa masmuha. What is her name? Huh? So this is a way that you can practice using the expressions you know, just modifying them slightly, and ask 3, 4, 5 different questions with the same couple of words that you have here to build your conversation. And every question that you have, you can modify it a little bit and change it to ask different things. Okay, like you said, من أين هو? Where is he from? من أين أنت? Where are you from? من أين أنا? Where am I from? من أين أنا? Where am I from? Ha, ya Ahmed? Now? No, Anna. Now? Tahi, Jayid, Ahsant, ya akhi. Jayid, Brooklyn, now. Now, Brooklyn, we can translate Brooklyn into Arabic as Al-Ard Al-Maksoora. The broken land. Broken land. Huh? That's what Imam Ibrahim calls it. Broken land. Broken land. Now. Yeah, this is a broken down place for sure. Now. La huwa min al-yabani. Hamid says, Masmuhu. What is his name? Muhammad says, Ismuhu Hamzatu. Notice the Hamzatu is a masculine proper noun, but it does not have tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. Muhammadun has tanween. Hamidun has tanween. Why is it that Hamzatu does not have tanween? Okay, because it ends with Tarmabuta. Tarmabuta is the feminine ending. So feminine nouns don't take tanween. And even masculine proper nouns, if they end with tanween, I mean, if they end with tarmabuta, they also don't take tanween because of that tarmabuta ending. It's a masculine proper noun, but its form is like a feminine noun because it ends with tanween. Because of that, tanween. Ends with tarmabuta. Because of the tarmabuta, doesn't take tanween. It's more hamzatu. Hamid says, Hamidun says, ما لغتك يا محمد؟ ما لغتك يا محمد؟ What does this mean? What is your language, O Muhammad? The meaning of لغة is what? Language. It ends with termabuta. Whenever a word ends with termabuta, if you add a suffix to it, like ka or huwa ha, that termabuta has to be changed to a regular ta. That's why if you look at this word lugatuka, there's no termabuta there. Because termabuta can only be the last letter of a word. You cannot add anything to after the termabuta. So if you add something to that word that ends with termabuta, you have to change it from termabuta to a regular ta. Regular ta. Okay? So lugatuka, the origin of this is luga with termabuta. And then ka was added to it, so we changed the termabuta to a regular ta. Ma lugatuka ya Muhammadu. Now why is Muhammadun not taking tanween? We just said that masculine proper nouns take tanween. Hamza didn't have tanween because it ends with termabuta. So why is Muhammad, ya Ahmed, why Muhammad doesn't have tanween? Vocative particle, yeah, nida. Okay? The noun that comes after the vocative particle, ya and nida. When you say ya something, then that tanween that's on that word has to be taken off. It takes a single dhamma. Single dhamma. Ya Muhammadu. Ma lugatuka ya Muhammadu. Mama says, lugati al-urdiyatu. What is al-urdiyatu? Urdu. Urdu. The language of the people. The language of the Muslims in India and Pakistan and Bangladesh. The language of the Muslims generally in that part of the world is Urdu. That's not the language of the people in India. It's the language of the Muslims in India. The language of the people in India, they have 100 languages. But the main language in India is Hindi. But the Muslim language in India is Urdu. Even though the Muslims may speak different languages, depending on what locality they are in the continent. But the Muslims generally, all of them speak Urdu. That's a Muslim language, Urdu. Okay, that's just a point of information, in case you didn't know it.
It comes like Arabic too.
Yes, it's very close in terms of the characters that they write with. Naam. Naam. The script is almost the same as Arabic. It's taken from Arabic. Yeah. Generally in that area of the world. Most of the Muslims in that area, they speak Urdu. Now, even though they have their own local languages in every area, but that's the common language of the Muslims in the Indian subcontinent area. Now, طيب, ما لغتك, he said, لغتي, my language is الأردية. Hamid says, أهي لغة سهلة؟ أهي لغة سهلة؟ What does it mean? Is it an easy language? أهي لغة سهلة؟ Okay, let's take off the حمزة الاستفهام. Take off the question, right? Just make it a statement. هي لغة سهلة. هي is the مبتدأ. It is. Lugatun is the khabar, a language. What kind of language? Sahlatun, easy language. It is an easy language. If you put Hamza in front of it, it becomes a question. Is it an easy language? Ahiya lugatun sahlatun. Sahlatun means easy. Sahl means easy. Sahlatun, we made it feminine because why? Because it's a not describing luga, and luga is feminine. So you got to make the not also feminine, right? That's one of the things that we said. The Naat and the Manood have to agree in masculinity or femininity. Is it an easy language? Muhammad says, Naam, hiya lugatun sahlatun. Meaning?
Yes,
it is an easy language. Muhammad says, Wa hamzatu ma lugatuhu. What does that mean? And Hamza, what is his language? And Hamza, what is his language? Ma lugatuhu. His language, right? Lugatuka, your language. Lugati, my language. Lugatuhu, his language. Wa hamzatu. And Hamza, ما لغته, what is his language? Muhammad says لغته اليابانية, لغته اليابانية, his language is Japanese. وهي لغة صعبة, وهي لغة صعبة, meaning and it is a difficult or hard language, difficult language. Okay, now they have a picture up here of some Japanese language, and they have written under it اللغة اليابانية, Japanese language. This is a sample of what Japanese looks like. It looks quite easy to me. But anyway, they said that it's difficult, so we'll go with that.
Huh?
Several hundred letters, then yes, it is difficult. Huh? That, yeah, I can read it. I only can read it because it's translated here. It says اللغة اليابانية. Several hundred characters? How can they read that? Allahu Akbar. Naam. Allah is merciful. He made Arabic easy, right? He made Arabic easy. Imagine if we were studying Arabic, starting from the beginning right now, and we had several hundred characters we had to learn. I think we would probably all drop out before we got started. But alhamdulillah, it's only how many letters in Arabic? 28 or 29, right? Depending on whether you count Hamza and Aleph separately. Tayyib. Hamid says, Aina abuka, ya Muhammadun. Aina abuka. What do we mean, abuka? Your father. Where is your father, ya Muhammadu? Muhammad says, alayhi salam. Muhammad says, Abi fil Kuwaiti, huwa tabibun shahirun. Aina abuka, ya Muhammad? He says what? Abi fil Kuwaiti. What does that mean? My father is in Kuwait. Notice in the question it said, Aina abuka? In the answer he said, Abi. Huh? Because in the question somebody is asking about your father. In the answer he's talking about my father. So be careful when you answer questions, that you gotta flip it around a little bit. If somebody said, where's his father, in the answer you could keep it like that, right? You could say his father is wherever. But when they ask you, you have, in the answer you have to change the pronoun to my. Tayyib. Abi fil Kuwaiti. My father is in Al Kuwait. Huwa tabibun shahirun. What does it mean? He is a famous doctor. Huwa is the mubtada, and tabibun is the khabar, and shahir is what? Not the adjective. Hamid says, wa aina ummuka? Meaning? And where is your mother? Abuka, ummuka. Notice in abuka we have an extra waw, but in we don't have an extra waw. Mm-hmm. How can we put the extra waw in abuk and not in ummuka? Because akh and ab are special words. Whenever they're in idafa to a pronoun or a regular noun, you have to add elongation of the vowel. If it has dhamma, you got to add a waw. If it has kasra, you have to add a... If it has kasra, you have to add what?
Yeah.
If it has fatha, you have to add what? Alif. Elongation. We learned that in the primer book. Tayyib. Wa aina ummuka? Muhammad says, Hiya aydan fil Kuwaiti ma'a abi. Hiya aydan fil Kuwaiti ma'a abi. What does that mean? She is also in Kuwait ma abi, with my father. Ma abi. Hiya mudarrisatun hunaka. Hiya mudarrisatun hunaka. Meaning?
She's a teacher
there. There where? Fil Kuwaiti. Fil Kuwaiti. Hamid. Adhahabta ila Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu? Adhahabta. What does that mean? Adhahabta. Did you go ila al-Kuwaiti to Kuwait, ya Muhammadu? Oh Muhammad? Did you go to Kuwait?
No.
Muhammad, na'am. Dhahabtu. Notice the change in the verb. In the question, adhahabta, speaking to you, and the answer, Ana, Dhahabtu. Naam. Okay? When somebody's speaking directly, the answer is going to come back in a changed form. Because now he's speaking about himself. So he has to change the verb or change the pronoun. Type Muhammad says, Adhahabtu il Kuwait, ya Muhammad? Muhammad says, Naam, Dhahabtu. Hamid says, Wazamiluka. Aina Abu. Wazamiluka. Aina Abuhu. Look, two different pronouns. Wazamiluka. Aina Abuhu. What's the meaning here? Wazamiluka. Your and your classmate. Aina Abuhu. Where's his father? Okay? Because first he's by Zamiluka, your classmate, Abuhu, his father. So it's two different pronouns for your and for his. Okay? Your classmate, his father. Muhammad says, Abuhu fil Yabani, huwa tajirun kabirun. Meaning? His father, Abuhu fil Yabani. His father is in Japan. Huwa تاجرٌ كبيرٌ هو تاجرٌ كبيرٌ طيب he is a big merchant. Okay, هو is the مبتدا. تاجر is what? خبر. And كبير is what?
Not.
نعم. Hamid says ألك أخ يا محمد. ألك أخ يا محمد. What does it mean? Do you have a brother, ya Muhammad? Can you say, عندَكَ أَخٌ يَا مُحَمَّدُ?
لا.
عندَ means to have, right? عندَكَ قَلَمٌ. Do you have a pen? Can you say, عندَكَ أَخٌ? عندَكَ قَلَمٌ, you can say. Can you say, عندَكَ أَخٌ? No. Because عندَكَ is used differently than لي. Okay? عندَكَ قَلَمٌ, نَعْم, things that are separable, like a pen, or a book, or a car. But your nose, or your mouth, or something that's a part of you, or your relatives, you don't use it like that. You don't say عنده, you say أَلَكَ. أَلَكَ, do you have? أَلَهُ, does he have? أَلَهُمْ, do they have? Like this, okay? So try to keep in mind how you use this word, لي, to show possession, and how you use the word عنده, to ask about possession of something. Do you have something? Alaka akhun ya Muhammadun? Muhammad says, Naam li akhun wahidun. Meaning?
Yes,
I have one brother. Akhun wahidun. Akhun is masculine. Wahidun is masculine. What if he said, li ukhtun? Can you say, li ukhtun wahidun?
No, li
ukhtun wahidatun. Naam, li ukhtun wahidatun. You have to change wahidun to feminine. Because it's describing what? Ukht, which is feminine. So you gotta change it from wahidun to wahidatun. Okay, so we have what? Naam, li akhun wahidun. Ismuhu Usamatu. Meaning? His name is Usama. Ismuhu, his name is Usama. Wahuwa ma'i huna fil madinati al-munawwirati. What does it mean? وَهُوَ مَعِي هُنَا. He is with me here. He is here with me. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ. مُنَوَّرَةِ. نعم. This word is a little bit tricky. It is a word that we shouldn't be using because this is not a proper word to describe al-Madina. It is not really from the Sunnah. And it is not correct in terms of aqeedah to refer to Al-Madinah as Munawwara. Because the origin of this description of Madinah Al-Munawwara, the city of light, is because of the Sufis who believe that the Prophet Muhammad is created from light. And therefore they said Madinah is the city of light. Naam, it's the city of light, meaning revelation came to the Prophet ﷺ there, but it's not the city of light the way they mean it. Today, it has become acceptable to say Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. But actually it is better to say Al-Madinah Al-Nabawiyya, the city of prophethood. Or to say Medina Tayyiba, yani because the Prophet ﷺ used this description for Medina. In any case, هو معي هنا في المدينة المنورة. نعم, he's here with me in Medina. ولي أخت واحدة. ولي أخت واحدة, meaning, and I have one sister. I have a sister. How many sisters? واحدة, one sister. اسمها زينب, meaning, her name is Zainab. Zainabu, with a single vowel, no tanween or feminine proper nouns. Wahiya fil Iraqi ma zawjiha. Wahiya fil Iraqi ma zawjiha. She is in Iraq. Ma zawjiha, with her husband. Notice that after ma, the noun after ma, zawji, with kasra. Why is it majroor with kasra? Because the noun after ma is majroor. But ma is not a preposition. It's really, the noun after ma is in idalfa. The noun after ma is always in idalfa. Okay? Certain words, like dhu, the noun after is always in idalfa. So here, is this the rule for ma? The noun after is in idalfa. It has to be majroor. Ma zawjiha. She is in Iraq with her what? Her husband. Zawjuha muhandisun. Zawjuha muhandisun. What does that mean? Her husband is an engineer. Okay, turn the page. Last page of this long reading, 56, page 56. Hamidun, a'indaka sayyaratun ya akhi. What does it mean? A'indaka sayyaratun. Do you have a car, oh my brother? Muhammad says, La, la, ma indi sayyaratun. Ma is used for negation.
Yes.
Notice that he says, la, which is negation, right?
Yes.
And then he says, ma, which is also negation. Is there anything wrong with that? To say, la, ma indi. Is there anything wrong with that? La, followed by ma?
No.
Nothing wrong with it. We do the same thing in English, right? Somebody say, do you have any money? You say, no, I have no money. No, I have no money. Huh? Same thing, same thing. لا ما عندي سيارة. طيب, عندي is used for things that are separable, like cars and pens and books and things like that. Okay? لا ما عندي سيارة. عندي دراجة. Meaning? But I have a bike though. No problem. I don't have a car, I have a bike. What's wrong with that? It's a motorbike. Motorcycle. It might be dangerous to ride, but at least it'll get you around.
When there is rain, you know you are not a part of them.
When you what?
When the rain is falling, you know you cannot compare it.
Well, you can tell some people that. You won't be able to tell everybody that. لا ما عندي سيارة, عندي دراجة. I have a bicycle. Hamza too, عندهُ سيارة. But Hamza what? عندهُ سيارة. He has a car. Okay, alhamdulillah, this is a very interesting dialogue here. MashaAllah, it has a lot of good points in it. And hopefully, yani you will read it before you go on to the next lesson many times and digest all the grammatical points, vocabulary, and some of the constructions that are in this dialogue. You can use in your daily conversation. You can begin to practice using some of these things. If you try hard. طيب, tamarin. What time is it? 1:54. Okay, let's try to do at least 4 or 5 exercises that you did for homework already. You did them for homework, hopefully you wrote them out. So now we can go quickly through these first 4 or 5 exercises. طيب. طيب. نعم. Tamarin. What's the meaning of tamarin?
Exercise.
No. Huh? Exercises. With an S on the end. Plural. Tamreen is singular. Tamarin is plural. Jam'a. Plural. Okay, التمرين الأول. First exercise. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب answer عن الأسئلة. Concerning the questions. الآتية the following. The following questions. Answer the following questions. These questions do not have to be based upon the text, the dialogue that we just read. You can answer them from yourself. Okay, question number one. ما اسمك؟ نعم. اسمي جابر, he said. نعم. وأنت ما اسمك؟ Yes. ما اسمك؟
ما اسمك؟
I said to you, ما اسمك؟
أنا أحمد.
Okay, but I want you to answer with this. اسمي. I want you to use اسمي. نعم. ما اسمك؟
اسمي بلال عبد الرحيم.
اسمه بلال عبد الرحيم. What did I say? اسمه. His name is بلال عبد الرحيم. وما اسمك؟
بلال.
اسمه بلال أيضا. His name is بلال also. نعم. جيد. Question number two. من أين أنت؟ من أين أنت؟
أنا من نيجيريا.
He said, هو من نيجيريا. نعم. ومن أين أنت؟ من أين أنت؟ أنا من ترينيداد. نعم. ومن أين أنت؟ هو من نيجيريا. ومن أين أنت؟ هو من السودان وأمريكا. He is from where? He is from? He is from Sudan and America. نعم. جيد. Question number three. ما لغتك؟ ما لغتك؟ But you got to give me a full answer. ما لغتك؟ نعم.
لغتي يوروبية.
لغته يوروبية. يوروبية. نعم. وما لغتك؟ لغته إنجليزية. وما لغتك يا جابر؟ لغتي إنجليزية. He said أيضا. نعم. طيب. أين أبوك؟ أين أبوك؟ نعم. أين أبوك؟ And the answer, أبي. في البيت. نعم. أين أبوك؟ أبوه في الدكان. نعم. What's دكان؟ The store. He's at the store. أين أمك؟ أين أمك؟ أمه في البيت. نعم. أمه. He said في البيت. But you could say أمي في بيتي. But maybe he didn't want to say أمي في بيتي. Because maybe she's not in his house. Maybe she's in her house. So he didn't say أمي في بيتي. He said أمي في البيت. She's in the house.
How would you say grave?
القبر. القبر. Yeah, القبر is the grave. نعم. القبر. نعم. في القبر. في القبر. نعم. طيب. ألك أخ؟ ألك أخ؟ نعم. نعم. لي أخ واحد. How many? Two? واحد. Okay. أخ واحد. نعم. ألك أخ؟
أخ خمسة.
say alaka, you have to answer alaka akhun, you say li ikhwatun aw li khamsa li khamsatu
li
khamsatu ikhwatin five. Naam, mashallah, mashallah. طيب ألاك أخ ألاك أخت ألاك أخت. Somebody, I want you to answer in negation and say, I want somebody to answer in negation. I say no, I do not have a sister. لا ما لي أخت. ألاك أخت؟ لا ما لي أخت. طيب نمبر 8. عندك سيارة؟ عندك سيارة؟
نعم عندي سيارة.
نعم عندي سيارة. What if somebody you want to say no, I don't have a car. Somebody answer no. عندك سيارة؟
لا
ما عندي سيارة. نمبر 9. عندك دراجة؟ نعم نعم نعم. عندك عندك سيارة؟ one at a time. Yes or no? نعم عندي سيارة. نعم عندك سيارة
دراجة؟
أو دراجة؟ I'm sorry, دراجة. نعم عندك دراجة؟ I want somebody to answer negative. No.
لا ما
عندي دراجة. I'm sorry, I get a little mixed up. We finished سيارة and we went to دراجة. Okay, I got confused. عندك دراجة؟ لا ما عندي دراجة. Oh, نعم عندي دراجة. Number 10. عندك قلم؟
نعم
نعم عندي قلم. Somebody answer the other way. عندك قلم؟
لا
ما عندي قلم. عندك دفتر؟ عندك دفتر؟
نعم
عندي دفتر. Answer the other way. عندك دفتر؟ لا ما عندي دفتر. أبوك تاجر؟ أبوك تاجر؟ لا هو طبيب. What about somebody say yes? أبوك تاجر؟ نعم نعم أبي تاجر. نعم أبي تاجر. 13. من أين محمد؟ من أين محمد؟
محمد من السودان.
محمد من السودان. ما لغته؟ ما لغته؟ لغته العربية. لغته العربية. What is his language? His language is Arabic. أين أبوه؟ أين أبوه؟ Use أبو.
أبوه.
أبوه في الجامعة. طيب أين أبوه؟ أبوه في الجامعة. أبوه في المدرسة. أبوه في الدكان. أبوه في السودان. أبوه في أمريكا. أبوه في الكويت. في السوق. نعم. طيب أين أمه؟ أين أمه؟ هي في المطبخ. Okay, I just noticed here, and I didn't pay attention to it before. I just noticed here that these questions from 13 are questions that's based upon the text of the lesson. These questions are based upon the text of the lesson. Because remember, no, the first questions from 1 to 12 are not based upon the text of the lesson. They're general questions. But these questions here are based upon the text of the lesson. Because if you look at these questions now, it's clear that he's asking about Muhammad, right? Where's Muhammad from? That was in the lesson. Okay? That was in the lesson. Hamid asked him, "Min ayna anta?" And Muhammad said, "Ana min al-Hindi." So the question, these questions from 13 on should be from the text, from the dialogue. Okay? So this first question, number 13, "Min ayna Muhammad?" should be what? "Huwa min al-Hindi." He is from India. And the next question, "Ma lughatuhu?" Ma lughatuhu? Lughatuhu? Urdiyatu. Naam, lughatuhu urdiyatu. The next question, "Aina abuhu?" Abuhu, he didn't say where is he from, he said, where is his father? Where is his father? "Aina abuhu?" Abuhu fil Kuwaiti. "وَأَيْنَ أُمُّهُ?" أُمُّهُ أُمُّهُ أَيْضًا فِي الْكُوَيْتِ وَأُمُّهُ مَا أَبِيهِ هِيَ أَيْضًا فِي الْكُوَيْتِ. Next question, 17, "مِنْ أَيْنَ هَمْزَةُ?" مِنْ أَيْنَ هَمْزَةُ؟ مِنْ Min, the question here, right, is Min Aina Hamzatu, where is he from? Huwa min al Yabani. Hamza is from Japan. Wa ma lughatu? What is his language? Lughatuhu Yabaniya. Wa aina abuhu? Where's his father? Where's Hamza's father? Abu fil Yabani? Aidan, tayyib. Aina Zainabu?
Zainabu
Zainabu, naam. Zainabu is his sister, right? His sister. And where is she at? Fil Iraq. Zainabu fil Iraqi. Wa aina zawjuha? And where is her husband? Huh? Zawju Zainab. Where is the husband of Zainab? Okay, listen. Listen, wait a minute. Slow down. Huwa Aidan.
He's with her.
Yeah, you could say that he's with her, but it'd be more probable to say she's with him.
Yes,
she
yes, inshallah.
Now, Taib. Now, because it says in the lesson here, fil Iraqi ma zawjiha, she's with him. She's in Iraq with her husband. Taib. Ayna zawjuha? Okay. Azawjuha mudarrisun? Azawjuha mudarrisun? I'm going to come to you. أزوجها مدرس؟ نعم؟ زوج زينب؟ لا هو هو مهندس. لا هو مهندس. نعم أحمد. Question.
With ما, I know you can say like I can say to you like ما مع, who's with you.
من مع.
من معك I mean. من معك.
Uh-huh.
Who's with you. Or if I'm talking about like say we're talking about Zainab.
نعم. You can say, it depends on what you want to say. If you want to say who is with her, you would say وَمَن مَعَهَا. But if you want to say who's with him, you would say وَمَن مَعَهُ. If you want to say who's with them, both of them, then you got to use the dual. But we didn't deal with dual, but that's هُمَا. وَمَن مَعَهُمَا. هُمَا is the dual, but we didn't talk about that. Alright, okay, let's turn the page to the next exercise. Next exercise. Next exercise, page 57. Exercise number 2, التمرين الثاني. التمرين الثاني. ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي الضمير. ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي الضمير. Which ضمير? Who or ها? Either one. Who if it's masculine, ها if it's feminine. Possessive pronouns. Who if you want to say his something, ها if you want to say her something. Okay? ضع means put. في in الفراغ, the blank or empty space. في ما يلي in what follows. الضمير means a pronoun. The pronoun. Put the in the empty space that follows the pronoun who or ha. Okay? So you have to determine, do you want to say his or her? If you want to say his, you gotta say who. If you want to say hers, you gotta say ha. Okay? You ready? Five, number one. Somebody read it and put a pronoun on the noun that precedes the blank space. Like in this case, it would be ismu what? Now, read the whole sentence. Now, go ahead, Mansoor. That's not bait. Bint, singular. Ismu?
اسمها زينب.
طيب هذه البنت طالبة. اسمها زينب. What does this mean? هذه البنت طالبة. This girl is a طالبة. Student. This girl is a student. اسمها زينب. Her name is Zainab. How do we know it's ha? Because you're referring to a female. Her name. Her name is Zainab. Number 2. Muhammadun Tabibun. Complete it, somebody. Now, Ahmed. Wabnuhu Muhandisun. Muhammadun Tabibun means what? Muhammad is a doctor. Wabnuhu means? And his son is a muhandis, engineer. Number 3. هذا الرجل تاجر كبير. Somebody complete the sentence. نعم, Hanif, Hanif. اسمه عبد الله. اسمه should be اسمه his name, because you're referring to a male, right? His name is Abdullah. هذا الرجل تاجر كبير. What does that mean? This man is a big merchant. اسمه عبد الله. His name is Abdullah. Number 4. آمنة في الغرفة. Somebody complete it. وأمها في المطبخ. آمنة في الغرفة. What does that mean? آمنة is in the room. وأمها في المطبخ. And her mother is in the kitchen. Number 5. عائشة طبيبة وأخت what? What pronoun? أختها. What's the word? Mumarribatun. Mumarribatun. What does mumarribatun mean? A nurse. Aishatu tabibatun. What does that mean? Aisha is a doctor. Tabiba. Tabiba. Wa ukhtuha. And her sister is a mumarriba. A nurse. Number 6. Kharaja Muhammadun min al-fasli. Wa kharaja ma'ahu. Complete it. Zamilu what?
Zamilu
ha, huh? How can it be Zamilu ha? Your friend over there. Zamilu hu. Kharaja
Muhammadun min al-fasli. What does that mean? Muhammad went out of the classroom. Wa kharaja ma'ahu zamiluhu. And his classmate went out with him. Okay, exercise number 3 and 4 is making up sentences exactly like the sentence in the example. Exactly like the sentence, and we're going to stop after this one. We're going to do these two. Okay, we just need 5 questions and answers just like. It says, Hati khamsata as'ilatin wa ajwibatin kalmithali al-ati. Hati, give, khamsa as'ila, 5 questions, and ajwiba, answers, kalmithali, like the example, al-ati, like the following example. What's the example? The question, a'indaka qalamun. The answer, walaykum salam. The answer, naam, indi qalamun. We want 5 questions and 5 answers just like this. A'indaka qalamun, naam, indi qalamun. Okay, somebody give me the first question and answer. Just like this, same format. Naam, Ahmed.
A'indaka kitabun.
A'indaka kitabun. Slow down, let him do it. Naam, indi kitabun. Okay, who wants the next one? Okay, go ahead, Mansour.
A'indaka daftarun.
A'indaka daftarun.
Naam, indi daftarun.
Naam, indi daftarun. Type next one, Jabir. عندك سيارة نعم عندي سيارة next one two more questions and answers somebody else give me one just like this just change the word now عندك سرير نعم عندي نعم عندي سرير one more عندك مفتاح نعم عندي مفتاح anybody else have one more عندك بيت نعم عندي بيت okay the next exercise is the exact same exercise except the answer is going to be in the negation here the first set of questions and answers you have to answer yes these we want answering no Okay, 5 more questions and answers. Hati khamsata as'ilatin. Give me 5 questions. Wa ajwibatin. And answers. Kalmithal al-ati. Just like the following example. The example is what? A'indaka qalamun? La. Ma indi qalamun. The answer has to be la. Ma indi. Whatever. Okay, who wants the first one? Jabir. عندك سيارة؟
لا ما عندي سيارة.
لا ما عندي سيارة. Next one. أحمد.
عندك بيت؟
عندك بيت؟
لا ما عندي بيت.
لا ما عندي بيت. Next one.
عندك مكتب؟
عندك مكتب؟
لا عندي مكتب.
لا
ما
ما عندي مكتب نعم next one نعم منصور
عندك قرآن
don't say قرآن مصحف
مصحف
نعم
عندك مصحف
عندك مصحف
لا ما عندي مصحف
لا ما عندي مصحف one more I'll come back to that إن شاء الله بلال عندك مسجد؟
لا.
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 ما.
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 ما عندي.
لا. You gotta use the same. The answer gotta be from the question. عندك مسجد؟
لا. ما عندي.
ما عندي. مسجد. عندك is asking you. The answer you gotta say ما عندي. نعم. صادق. Again?
عندك مفتاح؟
عندك مفتاح؟
لا ما عندي مفتاح.
لا ما عندي مفتاح. Remember when you answer in the negation, you got to say لا and then you got to use ما نافية. ما عندي. Alright?
ما عندي.
نعم. Okay, I'll come back to that just quickly, right? The reason why I said don't say Quran Because what we are talking about, what you have a mushaf. Okay? The printed copy is called mushaf. The Quran is what Allah has revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. It may be memorized in somebody's heart, it may be recited on your tongue, but you don't have a Quran. You have something that's printed that's called mushaf. That's different. Okay? The printed copy of what Allah has revealed is called mushaf. Mushaf, naam. What Allah revealed is the Quran. What we recite is Quran. What we memorize in our heart is Quran. But what is written, the paper that you are, that the words are printed upon, that paper collected together is called the mushaf. It's called the mushaf. Anyway, I say quickly, we just go through it just to keep in our mind that there's a difference between the word Quran and the word mushaf. Anyway, it's a matter that we talked about in one of the classes in detail. We can go back to it or after the class, inshallah. Because the time is almost, we're at the end of the time.
That could fall under the category of Aqidah, right?
It's a matter of Aqidah, naam. That's a matter of Aqidah. Alright? Okay, quickly though, right? We can, after the class, inshallah, we can talk about. But, ta'ammal ma yali. After those five questions in exercise 3 and 4, it says, ta'ammal ma yali. On the same page, on the bottom of the page, contemplate or reflect on what follows. See the word on top of the picture, baytun. Baytun. And then, beside it, we see the same word with pronouns added to it. Okay, we have pronouns added to it. The same page 57. We have what? We have ya added to it from the right. Bayti, my house. Ka added to it. Baytu ka.
His house.
Your house. Talking to somebody directly. Individual, singular, masculine. Baytu ka. Then we have after it. Baytu hu. His house. And then we have ha added to it. Baytu ha. So these are some of the possessive, her house. These are some of the possessive pronouns. E, ka, hu, and ha. And we will have one for each of the pronouns that as we go through it, we'll see, inshallah. First person, second person, third person, masculine, feminine. And inshallah, this is the last exercise. We're going to do exercise number 5, and then we're going to stop here, inshallah. We're going to stop here at number 5. Okay, exercise number 5. We're going to try to do it quickly, right? Exercise number 5 says, adif al-asma al-atiya. That means connect in idafa the following nouns. Ila to al-mutakallim. To what? The speaker. The mutakallim is the first person, speaker, ana. Al-mukhatab, the one who is being spoken to, the second person, masculine. Al-ghaib means the third person, the one you are talking about, masculine. And al-ghaiba means the one you are talking about, feminine. Third person, feminine. Al-ghaib and ghaiba is third person, masculine and feminine. Now. Oh, before we do it, I'm not finished the instruction yet. Kama huwa muwaddahun fil mithal. In the same way that it is made clear in the example. Meaning they want you to take each word and they want you to put it in idafa to the mutakallim, ana, the mukhatab, anta, the ghaib, huwa, and the ghaiba, hiya. But they want you to use which pronouns? E, ka, hu, and ha. E for ana, my pen. Ka, your pen, masculine, singular. Hu, his pen. Ha, her pen. So they would take each word and connect it in the idafa to these four pronouns, possessive pronouns. Qalamun, hadha qalami, hadha qalamuka, hadha qalamuhu, hadha qalamuha. Okay, who take the first one? Naam, Hanif. Kitabun.
Hadha kitabi.
Kitabi.
Hadha kitabuka.
Hadha kitabuka.
Hadha kitabuhu.
هذا كتابه
هذا كتابها
هذا كتابها سرير take the next one نعم منصور سرير a bed
هذا سرير
هذا سريري نعم
هذا سريرك
هذا سريرك
هذا سرير
هذا سريره
هذا سريرها
هذا سريرها نعم جابر اسم اسم means a name
هذا اسمي
هذا اسمي هذا اسمك. هذا اسمه. هذا اسمها. منديل أحمد.
هذا منديل. هذا منديلي.
هذا منديلي.
هذا منديلك.
هذا منديلك.
هذا منديله.
هذا منديله.
هذا منديلها.
هذا منديلها. What's the meaning of منديل؟
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. ابن. نعم بلال.
هذا
ابني. Remember with ya, you got to get rid of whatever vowels on it. You got to be preceded with kasra. Hada ibni. The rest of them you use dhamma, but with ya you can't use dhamma. Hada ibni. Naam.
Hada ibni.
Naam.
Hada ibnuka.
Hada ibnuka.
Hada hada ibnuk. Hada ibnuku.
Ibnuhu.
Ibnuhu.
Naam.
Hada ibnuhu.
Hada ibnuhu. هذا ابنها سيارة. Be careful. This ends with ترمبوت. The ترمبوت got to change into a regular تا. Who wants it? سيارة. نعم. نجم.
هذا سيارتي.
هذا سيارتي.
هذا سيارتي.
هذا سيارتك.
هذا سيارتما.
سيارة. هذه سيارته. I'm sorry, we should change that to feminine. هذه سيارته. نعم.
هذه
هذه سيارتها. هذه سيارتها. Okay, this سيارة is feminine, so we should have used instead of هذا هذه. هذه سيارتي, سيارتك, سيارته, سيارتها. مفتاح. نعم. Who didn't do one yet? ها يلا سيا مفتاح كي.
هذا مفتاحي.
هذا مفتاحي.
هذا مفتاحك.
هذا مفتاحك.
هذا مفتاح مفتاحه.
هذا مفتاحه. حه. هذا مفتاحها. نعم. يد. A hand. A hand. Anybody want it? No, no, Abdul Haq. He said he'll take it. For 50 cents or $50? Take it for 50 cents. Go ahead. هذه يدي. هذه يدك. هذه يده. هذه يدها. Now, why did he say هذه for يد? Huh? It's feminine, but how do we know it's feminine? It doesn't look feminine. It's to pairs, parts of the body in pairs. Okay, alhamdulillah, this is good. We did good. We finished up to five. And this is where we stop. Somebody remind us next week, inshallah. For homework, write out the exercises we did today and do the rest of the exercises on your own for homework. Do number 6, do number 7, do number 8, do number 9, and then proceed to preview the next lesson. How do you preview the next lesson? Read the key grammatical points, start studying the vocabulary, and read the dialogue. Yani finish the rest of these exercises. If you finish them, then preview the next lesson. Because in the next class, we're going to finish these exercises. It's only a few left, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and then we're going to go to the next lesson. So start looking at the next lesson, inshallah. Any questions? طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.